This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, November 1st, 2007. I'm Caleb Brown. Is the Federal Reserve paying too much attention to certain sectors and setting interest rates? Cato Institute Chairman William Niskanen says he'll be watching the Fed very closely to see how they explain this latest rate cut announced yesterday.
Well, I worry that it will be interpreted as bailing out the housing industry and the housing-related financial sector. That will create expectations across the economy that pressure on the Fed can lead them to take an action to bail them out.
Along with that suggestion that this was essentially a bailout of that sector, how credible is that argument given the huge write-downs that banks have had to undertake on their own balance sheets?
Well, the write-downs are an appropriate response to having made very bad loans. And the losses in the economy give people a lesson as well as the gains. And I think it's wholly appropriate for the major financial institutions that have made very bad investment decisions to take a loss. And we shouldn't bail them out for it.
In the same day, we had good economic numbers and a rate cut. What should the GDP numbers and the inflation numbers tell us?
They should tell us that the overall economy is in remarkably good shape. A 3.9% rate of growth of real GDP, a 1.6% inflation rate. Those are unusually good numbers. They also indicate, looking over the past history, that the Fed has basically put the third of the Greenspan bubbles behind it. So the overall economy looked quite good and has proved to be unusually resistant to problems in particular sectors. We've had a rough tripling of the price of oil over the last several years. The housing market is way off, and we still have, in the aggregate, quite good economic growth and low inflation.
Given the price of gold and the value of the dollar, what might the Fed have done otherwise?
Well, if they paid attention to those sectors of the economy, they would have tightened. And that's the problem of a monetary policy that looks at particular sectors for guidance about what they should do, because that would lead to a very different policy response than looking at the housing sector, for example. They have presumably cut the Fed funds rate now twice in a row to avoid the consequences of the weakness in the housing market. But if you look at other markets, they're too strong, and those markets should indicate a tighter policy. But that's just illustrative of the problem of paying policy attention to problems in particular sectors rather than to the aggregate performance of the economy.
As the Fed goes forward and begins to explain more about this decision, what is your hope?
Well, I hope that they do not explain their decision in terms of responding to the problems in the housing sector. That will be the typical explanation that you will see in the press tomorrow and the next week, that they have responded to weakness in this one sector, however big a sector it is, rather than to general conditions in the economy. Unfortunately, that interpretation will lead any number of people in industries in the economy to put pressure on the Fed to bail them out when they get in trouble.
William Niskanen is the chairman of the Cato Institute. This is the Cato Daily Podcast. You may subscribe to this and other podcasts at our website, cato.org.